Welcome to a Two Regular Teachers Bulletin. No episode this week.
No!
I hear you say. But it's that time of the term, isn't it? Not just for Victorian teachers, but our fellow Australian teachers all around the country. All of us are in the depths of Term 1. We're busy. Maybe even some of our international listeners have just come out of spring break, perhaps, and are looking down the barrel of assessment cards and so forth. We'd like to thank our listeners that have gone back and caught up with our past episodes over the course of the year so far. We posted a thought bubble on our Facebook page last week, following up from a topic that we discussed in our last episode, which was about the unmentioned moments, those moments in the classroom, the positive ones that stick in our minds, but they are perhaps the ones that we also forget about when things get busy and things get a bit stressful. Adam and I shared a couple of those moments, and we'd like you to keep thinking about those. And if you've got any fantastic ones, it could even just be the smallest thing, perhaps a smile from a student as they walked in one morning. We'd love to hear it. So please share. Between now and next week being our final episode for Term 1, we'd love you to peruse an article that we've shared on the Facebook page today. The article is entitled, "Teacher-Student Relationships Are Key to Greater Wellbeing." And it comes from the Education HQ Australia publication. There is a website. And the leadership of one of our schools shared this with staff. It's a fantastic article by Nikki Davies, from written on February 27th, 2017. And she discusses some of the studies that show that academic outcomes don't happen without strong teacher-student relationships. Now, we might think, sure, we know that. It's obvious. But how often do many of us actually stand back and think, how do I interact with each individual student? Do I change the way that I interact with some students more than other students? If so, because a lot of us do that, am I doing it for the right reasons? Am I doing it consciously or am I doing it unconsciously? If we're going through a tough patch ourselves, because after all, we are human beings, do we show that in the classroom? And if so, how's that affecting the kids in our rooms that maybe need that extra social emotional support? Nikki mentions in her article that a lot of these skills are not taught at universities. My question would be, can they be properly taught at universities? Is this something that can be taught? Or is it more embedded in the people that we are? The people that decide to become teachers, do they have to have these sort of skills embedded in them? Perhaps it's come from the way they've been brought up by their families, by their experiences. Can we really be taught how to build real social emotional relationships with our students? Or is it something that's inherent? I'd like to put that out there, and we'd love to hear back from you. The article will be attached to this bulletin. And please share, and Adam and I will follow it up in next week's episode. Between now and then, we hope you get through this second last week of term, Victorian teachers, and all our other listeners. Please keep in touch, and all the best with the rest of Term 1. See you next week.